A Georgia immigration detention center has released an undocumented Durham teen from restrictive housing after 9 days. 19-year-old Wilden Acosta has been in immigration detention for almost 5 months. Corrections Corporation of America operates Stewart Detention Center. Spokesman Jonathan Burns said in an email that restrictive housing limits privileges but is different from solitary confinement. Acosta was cited for 3 violations, refusing an order, being in an unauthorized area, and being untidy. Acosta's attorney, Evelyn Smallwood, says she's suspicious of these citations. She says Acosta's restricted privileges came after he was visited by Congressman J.K. Butterfield. Smallwood says she thinks Acosta is being punished for having a high-profile case.
As long as Wilden is in detention and they have physical custody of his body, they are going to be able to keep doing things like this to him. And this is why he needs to be released.
Small wants ICE to free Acosta while he awaits his immigration court appeal. Congressman G.K. Butterfield is calling on the Director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement and the Secretary of Homeland Security to investigate treatment. Butterfield called the punishment highly suspect.
We're not going to secure Wilden Acosta's release without strong public support and the advocacy that's being demonstrated by his supporters, particularly in Durham County. You know, has had a rippling effect and is being heard across the country.
Acosta's attorney has filed a deportation appeal on his behalf. Rebecca Martinez, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.